This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. South African police said Sunday's shops were looted overnight and a section of highway was closed in Johannesburg after reports of shots being fired at passing vehicles. Sporadic acts of violence following the jailing of former South African President Jacob Zuma have spread to the country's main economic hub. The unrest had earlier been mainly in Zuma's home province, where he started serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court on Wednesday night. Zuma's sentencing and jailing has angered Zuma's supporters, and police say criminals are taking advantage of the anger to steal and cause damage. And the government says dozens of people have been arrested since the violence began. Zuma was given a jail term for defying an order from the Constitutional Court to give evidence at an inquiry that is investigating high-level corruption in South Africa during his 9 years in power until 2018. Pope Francis greeted supporters for prayers on Sunday from the 10th floor balcony of his hospital where he is recovering from colon surgery. The 84-year-old pontiff has been in a Rome hospital since last Sunday when he underwent the planned procedure. He temporarily ran a fever last week after his operation, but a chest and abdomen scan and other tests have revealed no abnormalities, according to the Vatican. After the prayer, the pontiff urged for an end to the violence in Haiti, which has been in turmoil since its leader was shot to death when gunmen stormed his family home in the capital on the impoverished Caribbean nation early Wednesday. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.